And now, Deirdre Nealon, editor of Upstate Medical University's literary and visual arts journal, The Healing Muse, with this week's selection.
Thank you, Linda. We live in the age of modern miracles in medicine, and we justly celebrate the technological discoveries and marvels that can keep us alive. But what's it like living with such technology? Emily Klein, a marketing consultant from New Jersey, now stays at home full-time to care for her daughter with special needs. Her essay, "I Hate You, Charlie, I Love You, Charlie," personalizes the technology that keeps her daughter alive. This is an excerpt from her essay. "Let me tell you about Charlie. Charlie drives me mad. He's always there like that third wheel who never gets the hint. Whether we're shopping, on vacation, or out to dinner, Charlie is there, hanging on us and making his presence known to everyone who passes by. He even rests under my pillow at night, whirring away while we all sleep. I should be used to him by now, but I still find him annoying. He could be described as a stage 4 clinger if he wasn't a machine. Charlie is my daughter Joy's feeding pump. Joy, now 3 years old, had surgery to sew a feeding tube into her stomach when she was still an infant because she can't swallow properly and has a hypersensitive stomach. At first, Joy would tug on Charlie, curious about this new object within her reach. She quickly learned, though, that each innocent tug hurt, and now she barely touches the tube at all. It's an accepted appendage to her. If she could talk, she would probably ask me why I don't have a Charlie also. My husband and I started calling the pump Charlie shortly after Joy and he were fastened together, and the name stuck. There was no reasoning or rationale behind the name. Much like Joy's doctors still have no reasoning or rationale as to why she has trouble swallowing or why her stomach often goes on strike without warning. Joy can only tolerate minuscule amounts of formula per hour for most of the day and throughout the night. Without Charlie, Joy would slide right off the growth chart and into oblivion. I hate that Joy needs Charlie to live, literally. This thought often keeps me awake into the wee hours of the morning, listening to Charlie humming along next to me. Still, I do a little happy dance in the doctor's office every time Joy gains another pound. Joy's feeding therapist has told us not to get too attached to the idea of Joy eating full meals. Maybe Joy will be able to enjoy a bite or two of pureed vegetables if she can coordinate her swallow enough at that particular time, she explained. She suggested we think of feeding therapy as a way to exercise Joy's mouth muscles. Still, I like to envision a time when my husband, Joy, and I are at the dinner table and she's scarfing down a big bowl of macaroni and cheese and then asks for more. I know that day may not come. Charlie may hang off the back of Joy's chair for parts of the day and keep her company in bed at night for years to come. We don't know when or if Charlie will ever get off our backs. I know Charlie is a necessity. If he weren't here, Joy wouldn't be either. And although to me, my daughter is perfection, Charlie symbolizes everything that no parent wants their child to endure. Even with the extra care and attention he requires, we love Charlie. We love that he gives us joy.